You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I am so excited about today's episode, today's show. Well, before I get into that, thank you guys for all the love and things like that of last week's episode, It's Time to Deliver. One thing I love about when God speaks is that it's timeless, right? It's not just for one particular point in time. He always knows what we're going to need before we need it. He's all knowing. And so the fact that that episode was recorded in, when was that, June of 2019, and for him to lead me to post it last week in what is the month? April of 2020, and it still be so relevant and it still be so timely for a lot of people is just amazing. And even for me, like looking back on what sparked that message, at the time I was reading this book called Supernatural Childbirth. And I was reading the book because I was believing in God for a child. One of the things that I really was, that was really like a huge desire of my heart last year, was for my husband and I to be able to have a child, conceive, and of course carry the term to have a child. And so I was reading that book out of faith for my personal life, but then God used it to really spark that whole message. It was so many amazing things that God was downloading into me as I was reading that book. And then even now, like listening back on it, being pregnant, it's like, man, God is good. So that really blessed me a lot. Just being able to listen, knowing where I was, knowing that I was on that tour out of 100% faith, knowing that I had this huge desire of my heart, and now being able to see so many things get delivered since then, and now getting ready to physically deliver a child, is just such a mind-blowing thing for me. So yes, thank you guys so much for all of the love. This week, I'm actually going to be posting another episode that is very timely right now. It's called Learn How to Fight, was the original episode. This one aired in, I want to say it's sometime in 2018, but it's all about really just fighting the schemes of the enemy. And I believe right now we're in a time where a lot of us are going over a month of being at home. We're spending a lot more time with our thoughts. A lot of us are spending time isolated because we're quarantined. So if you're not with like family or a spouse or something like that, we're spending a lot more time with our thoughts. And so this is really a time where the enemy wants to run rampant on our minds and so and wreak havoc and breed a lot of fear. And so I'm glad that God highlighted this episode from so long ago to post this week, because I believe that the strategies and things that I talked about so long ago are still so relevant right now. And I genuinely believe that you guys will be blessed by it. Now, if you guys cannot tell, I am very much so out of breath. I am 9 months pregnant this week. I'm big. I'm tired. I'm tired and I'm big. Okay. I ain't seen my feet in months. I can't sleep comfortably. I got a waddle that will compete with the best penguin out there. Like, your girl is pregnant. The pregnant where it ain't cute no more pregnant. This baby is getting his eviction notice pregnant. So y'all can't tell I'm very much so out of breath. So before I play the episode, I do just want to give you guys a couple of church announcements. And the biggest one is that I'm going on maternity leave. I had originally planned to go on maternity leave starting May 1st. But the last few weeks have been very hectic for me because we had our process for Find Your Voice Academy, which is our podcasting retreat that Anchor Media puts on. So with that, we had, of course, like applications, we had interviews, and I had to get the decisions out to people rather quickly so that folks can start reserving their spots. So we had that going on. By the way, that sold out within 24 hours. So praise the Lord for that. Like, that was the quickest we've ever sold out a retreat. All of our retreats have sold out, but this one sold out in 24 hours. And that's just, I mean, it was mind blowing to me. I'll never get used to God and his amazingness. In addition to that, we had the business boot camp going on, which was fantastic within the society. If you guys missed it, I suggest that you go ahead and join the society, because it's just, the society is just lit. So go to blessedandbossedup.com/community to learn more about the society. You can start your free trial, check us out and all that good stuff. And in addition to the society, I did the bundle collection. If you guys saw, I've promoted it on the last couple episodes, and I was posting it on social media and things of that nature. So when Raven approached me about doing the bundle, I was like, girl, what the heck is a bundle? The only bundle I know is the one that gets sold into my head every few weeks. So I ain't know nothing about selling no bundles that as far as business bundles were concerned. So she approached me with this opportunity, and that was like, I mean, it was such a phenomenal turnout. We were able to invest really in over 1,000 women who purchased this bundle. I mean, it was all of us, it was like 15 of us had classes and courses and items in this bundle for only $197. My course by itself was $399. And, so we were able to, pretty much sew into over 1,000 people. Then on top of that, we gave out business grants. I think it was like 6 grants total that were given out. Some other ladies were giving out laptops and setting up businesses. I mean, it was just fantastic. And to just see a group of successful Black women come together and give back in this type of climate was pretty awesome to be a part of. And so that was awesome. And then also for me, getting introduced to a new audience was pretty amazing, because I think Raven and Jessica were the two people that I knew personally that were a part of the bundle. The rest of the women, I didn't know personally. So to be exposed to their audiences was great, because going back to my assignment of teaching people that obeying God is the only secret to success, it's pretty awesome to now be exposed to an audience who may not understand that concept, who may be relying on themselves or carnal resources in order to achieve success. And they probably bought the bundle because they wanted to use that in order to achieve success, make some money, build wealth, or whatever. And here comes me talking about podcasting, but more importantly, talking about making God the CEO of your business. Now I'm able to disciple people through this platform. So that was pretty awesome for me as well. And new people are now following me because of that. And so now I'm able to further promote this message of obeying God and business and faith being one to people who weren't familiar with me before. And not even just the audience of who purchased, but the audience of the women that were a part of the bundle. So it's just awesome, again, to be able to just continue to message in front of a new audience. But all of those things were going on at the same time. And I told y'all, sis is pregnant, okay? I am tired. I'm tired. Like, not even tired. We could take the eye out. I'm tired. And so I made the executive decision for my body that I'm going on maternity leave early. So instead of May 1st, I'm going on maternity leave this week. I'm going to close out this week, the things that are left. And then that's going to be that. If you guys are interested in anything podcast related, though, my businesses are still running. So you could always reach out to admin@anchoredmedia.com. which is our assistant's email. She'll be able to help you with anything. If you email me, she'll be the one to respond to you. So yeah, your girl is going to take a break to focus on my most important ministry, which is my family, rest my body, and just prepare for the blessing that I was praying so hard for. You know, I'll tell my story at some point, probably when I get back. I'll tell my story of my journey to motherhood, which was not easy. And God is just so faithful. And so, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take my maternity leave this week. The podcast will still come out. I've been doing a lot of interviews over the last few months and things to prepare. So we got a couple throwback episodes that'll happen, a couple interviews that I'm really excited about that you guys could look forward to. I have a series that's going to be airing in May called the Powerhouse Series, where I'm bringing on some pretty amazing women who I've had the pleasure to know, who are absolute powerhouses. If you guys remember Kristen Hopkins from the Dangers of the Mind episode, we got a part two to that interview. I'm really hype about, man. When me and Kristen get on the phone, it is lit, okay? So I was so happy that I got to finish that interview. Who else? We have some familiar people that are coming back, some new people who are coming. My girl Tiffany is going to be on the show talking about how to master ministry and marketplace. That's another good one. That's another good one. So y'all just stay tuned for that, because Tiffany was not playing any games in that episode. And I also interviewed my lawyer, Nakia. A lot of you guys ask law questions as far as business is concerned. So I brought her on the show to answer all legal questions. So yeah, it's some really awesome shows that are coming up. I just wanted to name a couple of the interviews. So don't think because I'm resting that this show stops. We still have work to do for God. And I've been preparing for this for some months. And so I just want to just say, see you guys later. You know, I'm excited to come back and tell you guys how motherhood has been for me. I've been preparing a lot to be a mom, preparing as far as mentally is concerned, because one of the things that the enemy really wanted to get into was my mind during this time. If you follow me on Instagram, I posted about it not too long ago, that the enemy really wanted to stress me out. Like, how are my businesses going to run if I'm tending to my family? Like, do I lose my identity because I'm now a mom in addition to being a wife? Does that mean that I'm no longer just Tatum? You know, all of these things were just really eating away at me. But I had to serve the enemy his eviction notice, because I'm not about to let him turn something that's an absolute blessing into something that's going to stress me out or make me resent any of the amazing roles that God has given me. So yeah, I don't have the wind capacity to give you guys a full 45 minute episode anymore. As you could tell, we're 10 minutes in and I am very much so out of breath. I've even had to pause this thing a couple times to exhale. So yeah, thank you guys for rocking with the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast so far. I pray that you continue to tune in every single week, because like I said, it's a lot of great content that's going to be played here, whether I'm doing it in real time or not. Thank you guys in advance for your prayers. A lot of you guys have even found our registry and got us stuff. So like, Thank you. That's just so awesome and unexpected. Thank you so much for the way that you guys just ride for this show. I really appreciate all of you guys who are attached to this platform. And yeah, without further ado, here is this week's episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast, Learn How to Fight. Before we get into it, though, you guys, we got to pay a bill real quick. This episode is brought to you by Laurel Springs. For all our parents out there, we know that you want to encourage your children to pursue their dreams and provide opportunities that gives them the best chance to succeed. I know for me personally, of course, this has really been on my mind as a very soon to be parent. I want to know, how can I make my child's life easier? How can I make sure that they have the best chance to be all that God created them to be? And sometimes that means optimizing their routine, making it more flexible, more dynamic, so that they have more time to focus on the things that they love. And that's where Laurel Springs come in. I personally love the convenience of Laurel Springs. They have a flexible schedule. Their academic perspective is something that's very different than the public school system that I grew up in. And I believe that the way they approach academics, though, it really prepares the modern student, the now student, to succeed long term. Laurel Springs is an accredited online private school for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. They recognize that each child is a unique individual with their own personal interests, special talents, and unique learning style. Their flexible learning program offers challenging and diverse elective courses. And Laurel Springs is accredited by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges and Advanced Ed, which means that their transcripts are recognized by colleges and universities worldwide. Register your child at laurelsprings.com/blessed today and receive a waived registration fee. That's laurelsprings.com/blessed for your waived registration fee. laurelsprings.com/blessed. Let's get into the show. It's so funny because yesterday, Sunday night, I was recording the original version of what this episode was going to be. And I was on Instagram Live. And after doing the episode, I was like, no, I don't want to put that out. It was one of the topics in that episode was talking about like preparing how to fight. And so I just felt really led to just talk about that topic as opposed to the other things that I discussed. So that episode got trashed and it was a fun time hanging out with the people on Instagram Live. But this is a totally different episode from what I originally did. And I'm just grateful that God just continues to give me the wisdom as it relates to this show about what I should talk about and what you guys actually need. So I'm totally okay with deleting a whole episode and doing it over if that means that your lives are going to be improved or your lives are going to be saved or your businesses are going to be saved as a result of it. So before we get into today's episode, I want to remind you guys to fill out the audience survey. The link to that is in the show notes. I definitely want to make sure I have as accurate information about you guys as possible so that I can continue to give you episodes that you want, as well as episodes in the format that you want. So definitely click the link in the bio to fill that out. Totally unrelated to God or business. I just wanted to be responsible with my platform and remind you guys to vote. If you're not registered to vote, definitely get registered. You can go online and I'll actually include a link in the show notes to where you can double check if you're registered to vote or learn what the last days are for your state to vote. But it is so important that we get out in these midterm elections, you guys, and vote. I will definitely be out there. This will actually be the first year that I voted in the midterm elections. And it's sad to say that this is the first time, but it's my truth. And to be honest, as I get older and pay more attention to what's going on in politics and think about what the world is going to be like for not just me, but for my kids, I definitely have to be more responsible and go out and vote. And I encourage you guys to do the same. Shout out to everybody who bought the podcasting class. I had a very successful launch, so I'm excited about the first week sales and I'm excited about everybody that's going to take that class and launch their own podcast. So yeah, if you want to launch a podcast, if you're new listening to the show, go to blessedandbossedup.com, click on courses and you'll learn more about what the class entails. And yeah, so that's it for that. So today's topic
is it's time to learn how to fight. Now, I know a lot of you guys are probably thinking about throwing them hands in real life, but no, I'm talking about fighting spiritually. Because remember, last week we talked about how we're not taking this surface level secondhand faith into 2019. We're going to really get deeper in God so that we walk into this new year with a new sense of authority in our lives and in our business and spiritually and all of those things. So a part of that is really learning how to fight, because you're not about to just be out here being blessed and bossed up and think the enemy is not about to come and try to throw a monkey wrench in all of your plans. And the thing about the enemy is it's like he has this file on us to where he knows everything we've done wrong in our life, everything that pushes our buttons, everything that gets to us. So he's so strategic in how he tries to throw us off our game. We have to learn how to fight spiritually so that we can be able to overcome that and continue to push through in the things that God has for us. So for me, one of the biggest benefits of this year was really learning how to fight spiritually, to the point where I'm not only fighting for myself, but I'm fighting for other people. And when I think it was Thursday of last week, a lot happened last week, and I'll get to that a little later. But by Thursday, I had realized that, dang, I haven't really like spent quality time with God yet. Like I've listened to the Blessed and Bossed Up playlist, and I've journaled a little bit. I've read some pages in a new book, but I haven't really sat in God's presence. And so I was like, okay, this whole day or this whole morning, I think I had something to do midday, but I was like, this whole morning is me and God. And when I do that, I oftentimes text people who are in my life, and I'm like, hey, do you have any prayer requests? Is there anything that you believe in God for? And there are also certain people that I know that God has assigned to me. And so I definitely reach out to them, and I'm like, you know, is there anything that you need prayer for or whatever? I'm about to go into the war room and I want to be able to pray for you or intercess on your behalf or anything. And so I sent those text messages out, and of course I got a lot of responses, and I was in prayer, and there are things going on in my life as well. My father is getting ready to get out of prison. And so kind of I've been really praying for him, for his mind to be kept. You know, reentering society is not easy. And I know that there's a lot of things that he's going to face as far as like the judgment of other people, the temptation to go back to doing the wrong thing. And I know one thing is for certain. I don't play when it comes about my family, when it comes to my family. I will fight in the spirit and in the natural when it comes to my family. I don't care what issues we may have, you know, how much we argue. I will put my hands on somebody when it comes to my family. And so it's the same. And anybody really, that's really important to me. So for me, that same aggressiveness that I apply in real life, I'm going to apply that in the spirit. So when I was in my prayer closet on Thursday, I was really just going in. And afterwards, after I was done and I kind of got out, I was realizing, wow, Tatum, you've come very far. And not only have I come far, but there are so many people who really don't know how to fight in the spirit. And so that's why I want to talk to you guys about this, because we're not going to go into 2019 playing the victim. And what happens is, especially with Christians is, or just people in general, when something happens, we always go straight to the, I'm so upset, or whatever our emotions are. Our emotions dictate how we act. And that's not how we operate. As women who are blessed and bossed up, we're not driven by our emotions. We're driven by the Spirit of God. And so it's time for us to stop playing a victim and really learn how to fight. And the first part of learning how to fight is to understand that it's not just about defensive. It's not just about I'm sick, so now I'm going to keep praying and praying every day that I'm healed. It's about declaring that you're healed before you even get sick. It's about speaking a word on your life before something even happens. It's about really seeking God and asking him what he needs from you and being obedient to what he says so that you can avoid a lot of these things altogether. So it's not just about, again, defensive fighting. It's about being aggressive offensively so we don't even get into the troubles that happen. So I have 4 points that I want to cover for today, or no, it's actually five. 5 points that I want to cover for today under the topic of learning how to fight. So number one is you have to build up your spiritual muscles. Remember, I told you guys, it's not okay that we are going into 2019 with this secondhand faith or just going through the motions. We have to really seek God with our hearts now and stop trying to rationalize him. And that's a mistake that a lot of us make. We try to figure God out. But if God made the heavens and the earth from absolutely nothing, what makes you think that you can figure him out? You can't even figure yourself out. You can't even figure out your circumstances, but you're trying to figure out somebody who knows every single thing. So we have to stop figuring God out and start seeking him with our hearts. And when you seek him with your heart, that's when you go a little bit deeper. The same way that you're so passionate about your business, so much so that you're Googling everything as it relates to business. You're reading all of these business books so that you can be successful. You're following all of these inspo pages about whatever. You're asking all of these questions. The same way that you're putting in so much effort because your heart's desire is to be successful. You need to make it your heart's desire to be close with God, so that you can do the same thing. And a lot of times we have to be honest with ourselves when we don't have that. And I told you guys before, last year, it's been over a year now, I realized that I was not passionate about God. And I wanted to be. I wanted to be close to God. But I wasn't passionate about him. I couldn't apply that same work ethic that I applied to my life, to my relationship with him, because I didn't feel about him the way I felt about wanting to be successful. And I had to be honest. So a lot of you guys need to just start there and learn how to be honest with God, and keep it 100 with everybody else. Keep it 100 with the one who already know. So I was like, God, can you light a fire on the inside of me for you that doesn't go away? Because I know if I'm passionate about you, if you light that fire on the inside of me, I'm going to figure it out. And so that's what he did. And ever since then, I've been figuring it out. I don't know how to hear from God. Okay, I'm getting Joyce Meyer's book, How to Hear from God, and I'm reading it. Okay, God, I see how you talk to people, but how do you talk to me? I'm journaling my emotions. I'm figuring out, okay, I'm believing in God to be self-employed. So let me figure out what I can do naturally so God can put favor on what I'm doing for it to happen. So, okay, if I'm believing in God to be self-employed, let me hire a business coach who specializes in that and do what she tells me to do. Let me figure out how to manage the finances in my business. Let me figure out what it even takes for me to be self-employed. How much money do I need to be bringing in my business? Okay, I know how much money I need to be bringing in my business. What revenue streams do I need to have in my business to make sure that I'm meeting this number? What do I need to do to make the sales I want to make to meet this number? So figuring things out while still getting close to and believing God. And then as my relationship with him grew, okay, God, I want to hear you for myself. Then I learned. So then I started believing that I was hearing God in the sense of a small voice. So I'm like, I wouldn't have thought that. Oh, something don't feel right in my spirit, or I feel this in my spirit. I wonder if this is God. God, if this is you, I know in the Bible I read, because I was reading it, trying to get to know you. I know in the Bible that I read that you will confirm things with one or two witnesses. So if this is you, can you please confirm it? And then I get the confirmation. And then I'm like, oh, so that is God talking to me. And then as I continuously go through this searching process and paying attention to what happens and getting the confirmations and things like that, I'm like, okay, cool. Now I know how to hear God's voice. Awesome. What's next? I want to learn how to pray. I need to learn how to pray. I'm tired of the surface level prayers. I'm tired of saying God is grace, God is good over my food. I want to really know how to do some stuff in prayer. So I get this book called Fervent by Priscilla Shira, and I learn how to based off this book, I learn how to pray strategically. So cool. Now I'm learning how to pray strategically. Now I can pray and I can hear God's voice. Okay, God, what do you want from me? And then he starts directing my path with my business. So once all I had to do in the beginning was admit that I was not passionate about God enough. Well, I wasn't passionate about God at all. I had to admit that. And then once he gave me that passion for him, like he said he would, I applied the same work ethic that I apply to everything else to getting to know God. But a lot of you guys aren't applying the same level of success, the same work ethic that you have to achieve the level of success that you want to God. And that's why you're not getting anywhere. You're spending all your time trying to overthink him. It ain't about overthinking him. We don't seek God with our head. We seek God with our hearts. It's about being vulnerable.
Sorry to interrupt, guys. This episode is brought to you by Philo. If you love TV but hate the size of your cable bill, then Philo is your solution. Philo is live and on-demand TV for just $20 a month. If you can't get enough TV, now let's say if y'all like me, you can't get enough of these true crime series, or if you like reality TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has VH1, BET, A&E, AMC, plus 50 more other channels like Comedy Central, Nickelodeon, Paramount, and Discovery. Never miss a minute of the shows like Black Ink Crew, if you're into that, Wildin' Out, The Have and the Have Nots, 90 Day Fiancé, which is one of my favorites, or you could check out some classics like Martin, Fresh Prince, and all of the shows that you love. There's no contracts, cord-free, commitment-free, hassle-free, and unparalleled customer service. It's easy to use and super easy to sign up. Watch from your laptop, your phone, your tablet, or your TV with Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, or Android TV. Now more than ever, we're all at home being quarantined. Philo believes that great TV shouldn't cost an arm and a leg, and it should be accessible to everyone. And saving money doesn't mean giving up the shows and the channels that you love. Philo is TV for everyone. Again, Philo is TV for everyone. Sign up today at philo.tv/blessed and you'll get 25% off your first 2 months. That's philo.tv/blessed. Let's get back to the show.
It's about putting those walls down that you've built up that just translate into your relationship with God. It's about really seeking him with your whole heart. So back to point number one is build up those spiritual muscles. Stop being lazy and truly search for him with your heart. And by building up those spiritual muscles, I mean, start going to church consistently. Read the Bible for yourself so that you're learning what the word says. Practice praying, fasting. And I talked about fasting last week. Fast, pick a day, fast from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and dedicate that day. Fast from food and dedicate that day to getting to know God. Pick wherever you can go to the Bible app in your phone and pick a reading plan and start there. You can get a book off Amazon about how to hear from God or how to get closer to God. Pick whatever it is that you need, that you're seeking, or whatever your main concern is right now, and start there. Then another part of building up your spiritual muscles is take inventory on answered prayers. A lot of times we don't trust God, and our trust issues don't stop when it comes to our spiritual relationship with God. Our trust issues are still there. The same way we don't trust anybody in our life, that translates into our relationship with God. So you have to figure out, how can I build up trust so that I can continue to do the things that God tells me to do? And so a way to do that is take inventory on your answer prayers. That's why I have that section in the God is My CEO prayer journal that you can get off Amazon. That's why that's there, so that you can begin to take inventory on the things that he did. Because if he did that for you, then he can do whatever it is that you're stressing about right now. Another thing that I do is I keep all of my journals. I have every single journal since I started journaling in 2016. And periodically, if I'm feeling down, if I feel like my faith is a little weak or I'm just feeling away, I go back to my old journals and I put myself back into how I was feeling back then. And then I look at my life now and I'm like, wow, if God brought me this far, surely he will take me out of what I'm going through right now. And it just builds my trust back up. So I talked about that last week, going back to taking yourself back to the place where it all started. That's how you build up trust in God. So I told y'all this week has been a hectic week for me. And it's so crazy because for y'all have been following the show, you know that in August of last year, God share with me to fast every week for a year. So I started on August 27th of 2017. And then my last day was August 27th of 2018. And so that whole year, I fasted every single Monday. I got closer with God. Every Monday was a different topic, but I just really dived deeper in my relationship with God. And I believe over that year time frame, I built a lot of spiritual muscles, and you can even hear the progression over this show. And so what's crazy is a lot happened this week. And if this was me, even in January of this year, I would have automatically went to the victim mindset. I would have automatically went to the, God, why is all of this happening to me? I'm living my life for you. I'm doing the things that you want me to do. Why is this happening to me? Why do I have to go through all of this? Whoa, 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 is me. But now when I go through things, I get angry, and not angry in a sense where I'm mad at God. I get angry like, oh, devil, you really think you about to try me? Like, I don't know who I am. Oh, no, 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 no. My foot is on your neck, period. Like, all the ratchetness come out the same way it would in the natural, in the spiritual. So this week, Monday, I get sick. I told y'all I did the podcast with a full migraine. It felt like somebody was punching me in the side of my head throughout the whole podcast last week. And I also had a really bad stomach ache to the point where when I stood up, I felt like dizzy. I couldn't stand up. So what I did was I was like, I know I can push through the migraine, but this, I can't stand up. So how I'm going to get to my desk to be able to record the podcast? I can't record the podcast in a bed, because then I'm going to be sounding like, it's going to be sounding like it's a late night show on a radio or something. So I was like, okay, I'm going to take a little nap. And when I wake up, and I'm laying hands on myself, because I'm exercising my authority. So God, you said that we have the power to cast out demons and to heal diseases. So I'm laying my hands on my stomach, and I'm declaring, decreeing that I'm healed in Jesus' name, so I can get up and do what I got to do for God. So I did that. I fell asleep. I woke up maybe 20, 30 minutes later. And I was still, my stomach was still hurting, but I mustered up the strength to do the podcast. And I was like, you know what, God, your word says that in my weaknesses, you are made strong. So I don't have any natural, strength right now. I feel horrible. I want to get back into bed, but because your word says that in my weakness, you are made strong, then that means that I can do this, because you're going to do this through me. And so last week's episode was a great episode, but that was Monday. Tuesday, my fiance gets an allergic reaction. So he is like, whole body is like red, itchy. We don't know what's going on. So I'm like, bruh, yesterday I was kind of down a little bit. I ain't get to do much but the podcast. Now we got to see what's going on with him. All right, let's do it. So we go to patient first. He don't know what he had a reaction to, but we get the medication that he needs to kind of take care of that. Cool. So then yesterday, what day was yesterday? Sunday, as I'm doing the first version of this podcast, he gets into a car accident. And I didn't even know until I reached out to him when I was done. And so he gets into an accident. He was fine. Thank God everybody involved was fine. But I'm mad. I'm like, okay, the enemy. But prior to even this past week, I told you guys some episodes ago how I was really like struggling with walking into this calling that God has on my life, and just really kind of having one foot in and one foot out. Like, I want to do it, but I don't really know if this is what I want to do. Like, this is not the plan I have for my life. Like, I explained all of that a few episodes ago. So when I tell you that I was like, you know what, God, whatever you have for me is what I'm going to do, period. I will bury my dream for myself to walk in your purpose for me. So when I did that, I meant it. So the enemy couldn't get me to turn back then. When I was struggling with walking into this identity, he couldn't get me to turn back then. So then he tried to attack me as far as my body goes. So he still couldn't get me to not do this podcast then, because I'm like, I'm not having it. I don't care what has to be done. I don't care if it's 9 o'clock at night on a Monday. This podcast is going to get out because it has to. So then he can't get me. So then he gets the person closest to me. So now you're trying to put sickness into his body. Now you trying to take him out and get him in some type of accident. Oh, heck no. That is not happening. But me back in January would have probably had this, what was me attitude? God, what is going on? Why is all of this happening in my life? I'm living my life for you. I'm pouring into your people the way you want me to. I'm doing everything you tell me to do. Why are you do? I ain't none of that was going on around here. I was ready to fight. And I know that I've gotten to that point to where I'm not giving in to my emotions. Because, yeah, it's frustrating. You got to pay all this money, get the car fixed and all of that. Yeah, it's frustrating. But I'm not about to give in to those emotions. And so when again, I know that the reason why I was able to have that different level of or that different attitude and not give in to my emotions is because of the muscle memory that I've built up and the way that I've committed to getting to know God, of being obedient and doing what he says, learning what his word says, all of this work that I've put in over the last year and a half or so is built up that muscle memory. So now my spiritual muscles are strong. Now I'm ready to fight. So now my fiance, he may be frustrated or upset because of what he has to go through with his car. But I'm like, no, come here. And I grab his hands and we pray. We thank God that you walked in his door. I thank God that he brought you back here. I thank God that not even the idiot who hit you is hurt. You know what I mean? I thank God that the enemy may try, that the weapons may form, but they will not prosper. So we're not going to give in to frustrations in this house. And the enemy is not about to take out the head of this household. The enemy is not about to take him out. No, that's not about to happen. So I grab his hands and we praying. I'm thanking God. I'm speaking in tongues. I'm reciting the word. I'm reminding the enemy that his place is under my feet, period. And I will always be victorious no matter what he tries to do. And even when BJ got sick and we was getting ready to go to the patient first, I'm like, no, come here. I'm laying my hands on you. Because, again, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. By his stripes, we are healed. No infirmity lives in this body. You are healed in Jesus' name. The enemy will not have you, period. And he will not have me. And so we have to have that type of attitude, that type of aggressiveness when it comes to our spiritual life and learn how to fight. When it comes to my family, the devil ain't about to have my family. I don't care what my father has done or will do. The devil won't have his mind. He won't have him out here feeling like he's less than because of his circumstances. He's going to walk out of that prison with his head held high. And ain't nobody's opinion is going to change that, because I'm fighting in the spirit to make sure that his mind is kept while he's in there and when he gets out. Period. When it comes to my house, only God dwells up in here. So anybody that the enemy tries to send up in here, whether it be in the form of sickness, disease, I don't care what happens. It all must bow down to the name of Jesus, because I understand the power and the authority that I have over the enemy. So whenever something happens, it's not about getting into this victim mentality. It's about exercising my authority. If it don't matter if you don't know the Bible front and back, you can Google scriptures about my authority over the enemy and say that stuff. Scriptures about being healed and say that stuff, because the it's so much power in speaking the word of God. But again, it's about being offensive and not defensive. The reason why I was able to square up with the enemy when something happens is because I've already built up this spiritual muscles. I've already built up this trust in God, and I already recognize my power as a woman of God to where I ain't no punk, and I'm not about to get punked by any circumstance that may happen. So for you guys, build up those spiritual muscles now before these tests come, because if you don't pass these tests, you're going to have to keep taking them. And I don't want to keep taking no tests. You know, I want to pass them the first time. So I'm going to study so that I can pass them when they come. So it's the same thing for you. You have to study so that you can be ready to pass the test when they come. So number one was build up your spiritual muscles. Number two, pray and fast. Fasting is a strategy. I talk about fasting so much because I want you to do it. Because it's a strategy. If something is not happening in your life that you want to happen, a way that you fight is you fast. You turn down your plate. You go deeper in the word of God. And that changes things. So again, pray and fast. And a lot of people, I get it in the beginning, when you're growing in your relationship with God, you feel like your prayers are weak. You know, I always joke about that God is grace, God is good prayer that we learned as kids. we always learn these surface level prayers, or we notice the same scriptures that our grandmother must have been saying for the last 30 years. And we feel like we don't have no real power when it comes to our prayers. So I get it. I know in the beginning, people who are more spiritually mature than me would always say, well, Tatum, you pray, you have to pray. And I'm like, okay, but what else? As if prayer isn't something that's powerful in and of itself. I would always say, okay, what else? Because I felt like either prayer wasn't enough or my prayers wasn't enough. And so it wasn't until I read that book, Fervent by Priscilla Shire, where I learned how to pray strategically. So I want y'all to write down this formula. And when you pray, what I do is a lot of times I write my prayers out, because I want to make sure I'm very clear and specific with scriptures to back up what I'm saying about what I'm praying for. And so when I write them down, I just recite them. I just continue to read them. But there are also times where I allow the Holy Spirit to really use me and I just flow in prayer. But in the beginning, it was really important for me to write my prayers down because I was using this formula that was in this book. I ain't read this book for no reason. So I'm doing exactly what it says and learned how to pray strategically. So for you guys, write this down. When you're praying, the first thing you need to do is give thanks. It doesn't matter what you're going through, what you're praying for. There's always something to be thankful for. Do not act like any blessing that you have is not good enough to give thanks for. I always like to use the lighthearted example of, you do not miss breathing more than when you got a cold or something and your nose is stopped up. It's like all you want is to be able to breathe out your nose again, but you take it for granted when you don't have a cold. So the same thing when you're praying, give thanks for the things that you may be taking for granted. Humble yourself. Number two in that is humble yourself and repent. Ask God for forgiveness. Lord, forgive me for reacting angrily as opposed to seeking you first in this situation. Forgive me for agreeing with what the enemy said and not what you said. Forgive me for not coming to you sooner. Forgive me for trying to solve this on my own as opposed to coming to you and letting you solve it for me. Humble yourself and ask for forgiveness. Then ask for what you want. Ask very specifically for what you want. After that, find scriptures to back it up and put those scriptures in your prayer. God's word has so much power. And if you don't know scriptures, it's so many ways that you can find different scriptures. You can Google it. I have that book I told y'all about, The Power of Speaking God's Word by Joyce Meyer, which is like an index of scriptures that's categorized. I use that book all the time. Whenever I'm going through something, I just go to the table of contents, pick it, and I say it every single day. So find scriptures to back up what you're saying. And then you have to have an attitude that you're waiting in expectation. Because the Bible says that when we pray, God listens, that he answers prayer. So you have to wait in expectation. Don't use your prayers like some type of genie wand. It's not like when you say amen, you can snap your fingers and clap your hands and something's going to change. But you have to wait expectantly that it is going to change in God's timing. And then you continue to pray until something happens. So even if you're not seeing the results of that prayer right then and there, you have to continuously pray until something happens. An example for this in my life is my relationship with my mother. And I've shared with you guys different aspects of it over the course of the show. And one of the things that God shared with me at the beginning of this year was that relationship needs to be restored, that God needs that relationship restored. And if it doesn't, I'm going to have the same issues in my relationship when I have a daughter. So this broken relationship is something that God wants to be restored now. And so I was willing and able, like it's not like I didn't want that relationship to be restored. We started going to counseling and I was getting really frustrated because we went to counseling together. We put a lot of things on the table that I would rather have not talked about, was very vulnerable, like doing the work that was required. But then I felt like, okay, after we get to this point now of everything being on the table, like how do you turn it into something? Like, you know, it was really frustrating for me because I didn't know, like, where do we go from here? Like, how do I now start to trust her to be able to build that relationship with her? How do we even define the relationship at this point moving forward? So it's very difficult for me. It's like I've forgiven for a lot of the things that's happened. So forgiveness isn't my problem. My issue was just like, well, how do we define the relationship moving forward? It was just something I didn't know. You know what I mean? And so I've been praying about it all year, and it's October. Praying about this all year, like, God, this relationship is restored. I'm speaking it to existence, but then I'm also asking God, like, what do we do? I don't know what to do at this point moving forward. What do we do? And so it wasn't until recently, with like the last couple of weeks, that God began to really share with me that what I was doing wrong. So for me, I was approaching this situation as a grown woman. I'm like, I'm about to get married. You know, I'm an adult. We're both grown women now. Like, I don't really need the things that I may have needed as a child. But I was looking at it like that, or saying that, but my heart wasn't that. I was still approaching the relationship from a child's place, wanting her to do everything, wanting her to reach out all the time, wanting her to put forth the effort. And I was still acting like I didn't have any responsibility in the building or the redefining of this relationship. So God began to show me the things that I was doing wrong and what I needed to do. And then he also showed me that I needed to exercise some grace. You know, and it's hard to say when you've been hurt, you know, by somebody, that you need to exercise some grace and understand that they're broken people too. Like, parents don't have kids and then all of a sudden become these perfect people. They was who they was already. They were these broken people before you got here. Now they just have their brokenness pretty much on display for somebody else to see. And so for me, I had to exercise some grace and understand that she'd been through some stuff too. She wasn't going to be perfect. She did the best that she could with what she knew. And I had to be okay with that, even though it hurt me. And so when God began to just share with me the grace, like, Tatum, you got to show the same grace that I showed you when you continuously ask me for things and I gave them to you and you mishandled them. Or when you continuously told me that you were going to live your life for me and then you went back to doing whatever you wanted to do in the world. Or when you continuously said that you were going to do one thing and did something else, the same grace that I gave you, how every time you came back to me, I opened my arms to you, how every time you prayed to me, I responded to you, how every time I was always there for you, even when you was doing wrong, you got to exercise that same grace for her. And so it's like, okay, God, I get it. I get it now. But I had to pray and fast, because I did a whole lot of that, for this situation, and continuously do it, even while I feel like we're not getting nowhere in counseling, even when I feel like I'm getting even more mad doing this, or even when I feel like we're doing more harm than good. Why can't we just go back to when we was ignoring the problem? I still had to keep praying until something happens, despite how I felt, because I knew what God wanted and I was committed to doing what God wanted me to do. But even when I wasn't seeing my prayers answered right away, and it wasn't until recently that God began to really answer that prayer. So yeah, the relationship may not be perfect right now, but now I have new perspective on what I can do.
This episode is brought to you by Stamps.com. For all of our safety, we have to avoid crowds at all costs right now. But what if you need to go to the post office? What if you need postage to send out letters and packages? Don't worry, Stamps.com is here to help. Stamps.com brings all of the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer in the safety and comfort of your own home, office, or anywhere else that you're quarantined right now. Whether you're a small business sending invoices, an online seller shipping out products, or you're just working from home and need to mail stuff out, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere that you want to send it. Once your mail is ready, just leave it in your mail carrier, schedule a free package pickup, or drop it in a mailbox. No human contact is required. It's that simple. And like I said, with Stamps.com, you get great discounts too. So that's 5 cents off of every first class stamp and up to 40% off of USPS shipping rates. And now, in addition to offering discounts with the U.S. Postal Service, Stamps.com also offers UPS services with discounted rates up to 62%. Plus, with Stamps.com, you won't even have to pay UPS residential surcharges. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, especially now, saving you time and money and keeping you safe in these crazy times. Right now, my listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to stamps.com and click the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in blessed. That's stamps.com. Enter blessed. Stay safe, my friends. Let's finish off the show.
And what and how I can approach it differently so it can get to where God wants it to go. And so that's another point for you guys to take on to. Like, God may not automatically just give you what you want. He may give you perspective to help you get there. He may change your mindset a little bit so that you can take that and make whatever it is that you're asking for happens. So we have to wait expectantly for him to answer our prayers and be open to how he answers them. But that's all a part of fighting. Number three is worship. Worship is a tool of fighting. So we have the Blessed and Bossed Up playlist. I'll put the link in the show notes to where it's all praise and worship songs. Like, really take worship is just all about positioning your heart to give thanks for God. So this is something that you need to add. This goes back to being offensive and not defensive. Add this to your daily life. As you're getting ready for work in the morning, play this playlist. Put little hearts. I think you can favorite songs. Favorite whichever song speak to you the most and play those over and over again while you're getting ready for work and taking that time to really worship God. Like, worship is something that we all must do. It's really hard to stay stuck in your circumstances when you're praising God and remembering all of the things that he brought you through. Then number four, understand that the word is the weapon. And I talked about this a little bit before. And there are too many ways to access the Bible and too many versions to read it in for us to act like we don't know what the Bible says. It's not okay for us to just keep reciting the same scriptures our auntie has been telling us forever. We have to go and learn the word for ourselves. And if that means getting the Joyce Meyer book and using that to recite the word, I love when people say you have to take the word like medicine 3 times a day. So in the morning, speak the word over your life. In lunchtime, speak the word in your life. In the evening, speak the word over your life. Do whatever it is that you got to do, but you have to understand that the word is a weapon. And God says to put him in remembrance of his word. In order for you to do that, you got to know what it actually says. And it's okay if you don't know the Bible from front to back. I for sure don't. But my Google ministry is strong. I know how to Google something if I want to know the answer to it. So I'll Google scriptures about whatever and I'll read them. A lot of websites do like lists. So I'll read them and then I'll write down whichever ones speak to me the most. And I'll continuously speak those, or I'll write out specific prayers for my circumstances and use those scriptures in it. So I'm constantly reciting the word. So despite how I feel doesn't matter. I always say out my mouth what God says, because what God said, because I know that there is power, that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So I got to make sure I'm speaking life, both offensively and defensively. So I'm speaking life on my day. I'm taking a probiotic. So I'm taking this medicine 3 times a day and speaking the word on my life offensively. But then when something happens as well, I still have the word as a defense. So now I'm taking my antibiotic, but I'm still using the word. So we have to make sure that we know what the word of God says, you guys. So even if something happens in business, we know that God promised us wealth and success. So even if it doesn't look like it, we got to speak that into our life. And then the last thing is, you got to stand confidently in your authority. The devil is going to try you, but you have to know in your heart and have confidence in knowing that you have authority over him. The Bible says that his name, Jesus, will cast out demons. You have the power to cast out demons. In Romans, it says the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. My favorite thing to say is, I got my foot on the devil's neck, because to me, it's just a reminder of exactly where he belongs, under my foot. And because Christ lives within me, I will always win. I'm victorious in every situation. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm the lender and never the borrower. I always win, period. Because God said that. So if anything speaks against that, no, I'm standing confidently on what God said. I'm ready to fight and I always win. I'm Mayweather. I'm undefeated, okay? Because God is undefeated. The Bible also says that in James, it says, submit therefore to God and resist the devil and he will flee from you. It's telling you, the Bible is telling you what your authority is. So the only way that you lose is if you don't fight at all. That's why I'm talking to you guys about this, because I really want to stress the importance of knowing your authority and knowing how to fight spiritually. Because it's still some things that you're fighting through for 2018. But the reason why you losing is because you don't understand the power that you have and you're not squaring up. You just letting the enemy run rampant and you sticking in this woe is me attitude and you keep crying out to God as opposed to wiping your tears, getting on your feet, putting your guards up and learning how to fight. So if y'all don't take anything from me this whole year, I want y'all to learn how to fight. And ask God to teach you how to fight. Go back and listen to this episode again. I gave you the formula. I gave you 5 points that's going to teach you how to fight. And I want you to apply this today, not just in 2018. I mean, not just in 2019, but apply this today. So you start in 2019. You already slaying some demons in 2018. So you starting off this new year already 45-0 like Floyd Mayweather. Okay. All right, let's take a quick break and I'm going to come back with the business blitz. This episode is brought to you by Teamy, an all-natural wellness company that formulates tea blends that help with health problems people face on a daily basis. It helps improve sleep, give energy, reduce bloating, and the list goes on. I must admit, at first I was a bit skeptical when they approached me because we see Instagram celebrity detox teas all of the time and we have no idea if they actually work. After doing some research, what stood out to me was that the tea blends were high quality and they had lots of success stories of real everyday people. I was completely sold once I saw the results for myself during and after completing the 30-day detox. During the 30 days, I drank the skinny tea blend in the morning and the colon cleanse every other night before bed. I lost 3 pounds within the first 2 weeks. I saw a significant difference in my midsection area. I didn't even have to wear Spanx to a wedding, and that was a really big deal. And as a daily coffee drinker, what stood out the most is that I didn't crave my morning cup of coffee because the tea had already given me the energy that I needed. So don't just take my word for it. Give Teamy's 30-day detox a try for yourself by going to www.teamyblends.com and use the discount code BOSSEDUP for 15% off your order. Let's get back to the show. Okay, I'm back. Make sure you guys buy those Teamy products. They were really, really good. So definitely click the link in the show notes. I'm going to put the information there so you can purchase some of their products so they can keep sponsoring this show and paying some bills. Okay. All right. So moving on to the business blitz section. This is a new segment where I pretty much just talk about one specific business topic very quickly. A lot of times on the show, we do get into the spiritual talk, but I do want to make sure we do have something business related in every episode. So that's what this section is for. This one is pretty simple for today, and it's you can't do everything by yourself. In the beginning, when you're starting a business, we are trying to figure it out. A lot of times we're low on funds to start this business, so we're trying to do everything ourselves. But I really want you to understand the importance of paying people to do what they do best, especially when whatever their area of expertise is different than yours. A lot of times you start businesses based off of whatever it is that you're passionate about or whatever it is you have a skill at. And then a lot of times you don't have like the business knowledge or you don't know what it takes to, let's say, create a marketing plan that makes you money, or you don't know what it takes to build the business foundation that allows you to be a full-time entrepreneur. And a lot of people are very hesitant on paying coaches or consultants or experts or whatever to do these things. But when, as you're looking at your business goals for 2019, or even looking at the goals for the remainder of this year, do not be afraid to invest in people and pay for services so people can do what they do best. And if you're trying to figure out who to invest in, a little tip, Look at their testimonials. It does not matter what they did in their business. Look at what the people who invested in them have been able to do in their business. That is what matters. Because a lot of people can make money just off of you investing in them and then you don't see any results. So look at the results of people who have worked with them. Also, make sure you ask the questions of people of what's the return on investment for this. Be very clear on what you want. Whatever you invest in should offer some type of return to you. So keep those things in mind as you're building your business. We're coming up on the end of time here. I do have one thing that I want to say in the question segment before we move on to the prayer is a lot of you guys ask me questions about, you may say, hey, Tatum, this is what God is telling me to do. What do you think? Or you may say, this is an idea that God gave me. What do I do next? So I want to be very clear. I do not offer my opinion on things that God gave you because it's not for me to add on. It's for God to expand upon. So don't come to me. And I'm not trying to be mean, but it's my job to steer you back to God at all times. Just because he uses me, I don't want you to ever try to come to me as a substitute for going to him yourself. So if he gives you a business idea, go back to him and say, God, okay, how do I do this? What is the first step for this? Always go back to him. If he gives you a business idea, my opinion does not matter. If he gave you that idea, then you need to keep consulting with him on how to execute it and see that through. So if you have any questions, any other questions, you guys, definitely shoot me an email, Tatum@TatumTamia.com. You can also go to blessedandbossedup.com to submit your questions. And I'm going to end the show with a prayer and then we will be finished. Father, I thank you for another week to speak to your people. I thank you for continuously speaking through me and using this platform to reach them. I pray that this week you give them new lenses to see their power as men and women of God, new lenses to see the authority that they have over their lives, their businesses, and every single circumstance that they encounter. Give them the strength and the energy to fight. As they grow closer to you, we know the enemy is working overtime to get them to turn back to their old ways. So I ask that you increase their spiritual strength to fight the schemes of the enemy and come out victorious because you promised that to them, Lord God. I pray that you heighten their discernment this week so they can begin to recognize the things and the people that the enemy is using against them that they may not have noticed before. And I pray that you give them the strength to eliminate those things and people as they begin to reveal themselves. I pray that you fill them with the Holy Spirit and evidence of speaking in tongues, a gift that so many shy away from, but is guaranteed to all. Show them that it isn't spooky or scary or weird to speak in the heavenly language. That is a gift that you give us, Lord God. That is a language that the enemy does not understand. So impart that gift into them today, Lord God, so they can begin to use that in their fight. Have your way with their lives this week, Lord God. Allow them to walk in boldness and confidence like never before. Give them the strength to level up in all aspects of their life. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Talk to you guys next week.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.